They're bringing the trophy home. Your Seahawks, Super Bowl 48 champions.
How about that? Not the ending most of us would have predicted. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. 43-8, you heard it there. Seattle all over Peyton Manning and the Broncos. At one point during the game, they showed a shot of the great John Elway, who himself has been shredded in a Super Bowl, and he looked so sad. Oh, he didn't smirk, have any look on it, just a furrowed brow. It was a rough game for the fans of the Broncos and the Broncos themselves. If you want to chime in on your favorite Super Bowl commercials, that's always a highlight. You can do that. Or if you want to throw in your two on the lousy game, you can do that as well. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So you could look at this as a learning example of defense and spending money across the board for players is a wise decision, because that's what Seattle did. They didn't overpay for a quarterback. And the Seahawks delivered as they had done all year long. What a defense the Seattle Seahawks has. What an incredible defense. How exciting for those players. I mean, all you have to do is tip your cap to them, I guess, because it really is not what I expected, not dominating. They could have come out with it at the end, I thought, but it would be tight, and it was anything but tight. I think I remember saying, if we re-rack the tape, one thing's for sure, you won't see a blowout. So I am stunned. This was a poor game for Peyton Manning. There were some poor decisions overall being made. Or was it just that, let's give Seattle credit, were they just that dominant? And we didn't realize. For goodness sake, San Francisco in the championship game made it much more interesting than the Super Bowl. Terrible. Russell Wilson, the young quarterback for Seattle, did a fine job, and that's what he needed to do. The defense helped him out. Manning was punished in a big way. The incredible defense, the NFL's stingiest. Wild. I mean, absolutely wild. Not at all what I would have pictured heading into this game. And it was really mired by one team's playing, the other is getting creamed. Seattle forces four turnovers. So unheard of for the Denver Broncos. It is tough to re-rack this, and many of the players will go home and lick their wounds, because it's that tough to lose on the world's biggest stage. People who don't normally watch football are watching this time around. Also, back from Grenada. And Grenada is famous for the invasion, the U.S. invasion, in the 80s, in 83 to be exact, after they had had a bloody military coup, which had ended the reign of four-year revolutionary government. So there was a restoration of the constitutional government. This year they celebrate, this upcoming Friday, 40 years. Woohoo! 40 years. And there was support, I remember, for this in the public. However, since then, there are people that claim it was illegitimate. But the invasion, the date of the invasion, is a national holiday in Grenada called Thanksgiving Day. And the airport is named in honor of the Prime Minister Maurice Bishop. That invasion showed some communication breakdowns and the coordination between all the branches of the military And that led to some problems in the beginning. But they reorganized, reshuffled the deck, and it all has come out in the wash, as they say. It all has come out in the wash. And one of the people that I spent some time with was on the board of Windriff, a nonprofit there in Grenada, and he was able to tell me a little bit about the island, pre-invasion and post-invasion. Operation Urgent Fury. Crazy to think of that now, because the beaches are covered with people who are excited to be there. A lot of people who retire go there for a couple of years. So this island is thriving, and they're turning down development because they don't want a lot of development to ruin what's so special, that tiny, tiny island country. And you think of the people that were part of Operation Fury, I can remember this. How many U.S. forces were there? I mean, 19 were killed and 20 were wounded. Cuba had 25 killed and 59 without, wounded rather, and 638 captured Grenadian forces casualties. They did that and were killed, about 45 or so, and 358 were wounded. This doesn't sound like such a little mini coup, and it wasn't. That's why they always celebrate it. In fact, they have a memorial there at the campus. And it's such a fitting memorial because there were 19 U.S. forces killed, 116 wounded. And Cuban forces, too, 25 killed, 69 wounded with the army that was left, the ragtag army. So not a great day. But in the end, the U.S. came through. And that's weird things happened. I can remember rereading stories about this. They had to refuel, they had to leave from an international airport nearby Caribbean and Barbados. The island of spice. If you like spices, boy, that is the place to go and pick up spices at their grocery store. Oh, it's amazing. Throughout the week, we're going to bring you some of those stories, including we have one coming up at the tail end of this hour that you don't want to miss. Stay with us. Super Bowl commercials. What flopped and what were huge hits? 855-266-5283. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I heat up, I can't cool down. I'm more than you see, more than you let me be. I'm more than you know, a body and a soul. You don't see me, but you will. I am not
All right, that's you two. Just a little snippet of their spot, which wasn't high on anyone's radar, I don't think, except for the fact that they played. And the playing, I mean, hearing them play is always good, right? You recognize their music, and so you recognize it immediately. But I think that's what you take out of that clip, Invisible. That's the key name, Invisible. On a lot of websites, they're taking polls. That's the way you thought the biggest commercials were. If you want to dial the digits, you can do that, 855-266-5283. How about, I'll tell you the one I like, Tim Tebow and the commercial. I mean, not the commercial, the contract. He didn't have a contract, so he showed all these things he could do, and it was really funny. I thought it was such a clever, clever, clever ad. That would make my top 10 list, absolutely. And a lot of people liked the Beats Music Family Gathering. That was interesting. The Transformer movie trailer, some people liked that. And a few others, too, along the way. There must have been some that I wasn't paying as close attention to, because what most people are saying in these chat rooms are the opposite of my list. So what does that tell you? Someone's wrong. Someone's got it wrong. And, you know, it was clever. I mean, some of the things were very, very clever. To me, what I thought was funny was the Dober Wawa, mixing a Doberman and Chihuahua. A couple does that, and there's these dogs running around all over the place, including Sarah McLachlan. She always has those droop sad eyes, and she's playing the guitar, talking about the animals, sitting there talking about the animals and what's happening to the animals, and people aren't getting them spayed or neutered, and the population is just blowing up with pets in some areas. And Grenada is actually one of those places where they had problems with that, believe it or not. So Jack from Down Under says, I love the bad guys drive Jaguar ad. And they were all Brits. So it was cleverly done, I would say. Cleverly done. The Taco Bell Get Your Own commercial was clever. Some of the others where you could tell they were using regular people. That was good to see that, right? You hear about that. So-and-so got a part or was extra, especially extras. Because you can reach within your own family. How easy peasy, baby, there. Easy to do that. So 43-8, the final score. 43-8. I thought they were going to break 50. And they obviously didn't do that. But they got pretty close. it's like Peyton Manning said, it's almost embarrassing to say if they gave up or lost hope or whatever. So there was no shenanigans afterwards. There was the Sprint family plan. I thought that was clever. There was the Budweiser coming home spot, which was so well done. I mean, what an incredible mind to think of that. Bringing it completely home to somebody and stunning them. I mean, stunning them. And that's what happened, I think, this time around in the Super Bowl a lot. I think a lot of people from either one of the teams thought they were going to be there. And they hung on the hope to that. So maybe there's something to be said for playing a little bit longer. Seahawks drub the Broncos. If you didn't see it, or if you turned it off halfway through, you didn't miss too much. But the city itself celebrating the Emerald Isle on fire, I'm sure, at this hour, now that it's been a little bit after the Super Bowl, crazed with excitement. And you can already see it. You could see it as the slaughter was unfolding. Oof. Craziness. Peyton Manning. Two interceptions, costly interceptions. One TD. That's why you can't go completely by the stats, because that doesn't tell you enough information. Doesn't tell you some of the key things that happened in the game, moving the chains, trying to score, special teams. Amazing. When you think of what these guys do when they play football. But there's a position like that. Mm. Wow. So anyway, mentioning this again, giving you a menu so you don't have to rely on what's served up. Coming up next, we're going to touch on the mailbag. And then a conversation with somebody I met who fell on a terrible, terrible misfortune that nobody, I mean nobody on the planet, should have to deal with. And we'll tell you what it is when we talk to her. So you watch the game, but you focused more on the commercials because the game was just too boring. A lot of people snoring around me. Did everybody fall asleep when they realized the game was going nowhere? I think people are always afraid to be the first person to leave. At the halftime, 22-0. Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta go. Especially on the weekend. Because you have no excuse. What kind of permission would you be seeking, and what else would you be doing? Mm-mm-mm. America Tonight at the crossroads of everything that is political and historical as well. So we saw that with what happened with Grenada. The president started issuing warnings about the threat posed to the United States and Gitmo, by a Soviet Cuban military member. That's scary. And talks about that he had fuel storage and tanks were unknown where they were. So once again, people falling prey. That's what I think happens. I do. I think people fall prey to certain situations. But too bad for some of these cases. Of course, they couldn't get them earlier. They couldn't have worked on them before, so they would know immediately. Immediately. They say nearly 8,000 soldiers, airmen, Marines, had participated in Operation Urgent Fury, along with the others who were signed up. What an honor to spend time with some of the leading scientists slash doctors like Dr. Gallo, who found pretty much patient zero, who helped with the AIDS crisis, who is unrelenting, this guy, on who he helps. And he's a rock star in the world of I guess, publish or perish and all the other things that people are frantic about doing. She doesn't have that, which I think is good, another depth player on the bench. But on the bench is where the Broncos should have stayed, not on the field. Now they are definitely making tee times, much like they do during the regular season, even when they lose. So, Grenada mixed in with some Super Bowl talk and some other odds and ends along the way, including, as I mentioned before, a check of the mailbag next. It's free. It's easy, and a lot of you have responded to me in that way. So remember, we all have an 8-second attention span. Let's start there. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-5-FAKE-TV. 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
I'm always saying here on the show, if you can't get to us at 855-266-5283, you should hit us up on our email at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, my ode to James Gandolfini. You are in like Flint, just like that. So on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Gotta love Dan Burnt Toast. He is on top of it. This one from Archie. We've never heard from Archie, I believe. Archie says, Kate, you have not spoken about the weather yet. I am so stunned. I'm stunned because so often we are talking about weather on your show. In fact, there was some weather in Dallas. I wondered if you ran into some of it. What can you tell us? Well, I can tell you that the weather did turn nasty. And the temperature in Dallas, you know, it gets below 30 and everybody is frozen. But we are well there. We are absolutely up to about that point. The point of no return, as it were. The point of no return. So, yeah, there's still a freeze for a lot of people. And in Oklahoma City, there was ice and problems with that. Ice is the worst. You cannot fool around with ice. Because you are bound to barely make it home. Look what happened in Atlanta. Somehow, they did it. But I don't know how. It took 2 days in some cases. And that makes no sense. People just abandoning their car and walking for miles sometimes trying to figure out where they were. Shocking. Let's take this next one. This one from Paul, who says, Kate, what a stinker of an all-star game. 43 points the Seattle Seahawks put up. I thought they were going to break 50. I was almost wanting them to break 50, but they didn't do it. This was all Broncos all the time. Whatever Peyton Manning does, which you may have the inside track on that, is he staying? Is he going? What's going to happen? You have to give him credit for getting there, but boy, his woes started right from the start of this game. Awful. All right, so there's somebody saying how they didn't like the game, but they were going to turn it into something better. To which you say to yourself, what's better? The Super Bowl, we have to lick our wounds and get over it. Rough. Very rough. All right, I want to rifle through a couple more, and let's do that. Got this one here from Ray, and Ray says, Kate Delaney, Grenada, how was it? What a random country. Was wondering more details on what you were doing there. All right, thanks for the question. St. George's University, I was there for a virologist deal with some other journalists, and we're going to let you hear some of those interviews coming up throughout this week. I'll tell you, you hear some of the foremost authorities on everything from catching colds to chicken pox and the measles to these unknown strains of viruses, and the whole question of vaccinating came up. And, you know, you see these things where Jenny McCarthy was on that warpath of not vaccinating because she was swearing her son got autism or could have gotten autism and had problems as a result of vaccination. And then it turned out he didn't have autism. That came out a couple of weeks ago. That was crazy. So that was one of the things that was discussed and how that plays out, and is it irresponsible, and somebody writes a story and they don't have any facts backing it and that kind of thing. And then there are people that are running around, and if they had just had a shot, they would have been okay. That, to me, is scary. If a doctor can tell you, well, you know what, if you should have had this vaccination, and you don't take the vaccination and then you get the horrific disease, why even go to the doctor then? I mean, there's the problem. Because, listen, I'm all about some of the herbal things. And certainly we talk about it a ton on GCN. And I think there are some amazing products out there. But people need to weigh certain decisions. And even people in herbal medicine will tell you, I mean, for goodness sake, if you have to take a blood thinner, you have to take a blood thinner. But you can take the other things as well. So it was interesting getting the perspectives of different people on that. Hal, listening to us in Florida, says, Kate, I could barely watch that Super Bowl. It was insufferable. It was boring. Nobody nailed the score. I listened to your game the other week. Too bad. So sad. It would have been fun to see a winter winner, because I think both of your winners last time were in the summer. But it didn't happen this time around. Congratulations to everybody who played in Nail the Score. I heard a lot of the same people that would call up, and I thought that was terrific. It is terrific. But nobody won. Pete in Texas, Dan in Texas. Didn't happen. All the Illinois boys who always find time to call in, didn't happen for them. Just didn't happen. All right, here's a couple more. This one from Jake in Austin. If you listen to the show, I say, every once in a while I'll say his name out loud. Jake emails the show. I think he's been emailing the show since it first started every single day. Every single day. And he says, Kate, my question is, so she goes terrorism-wise, should we be worried about our athletes in Russia? What do you think? Should we be worried about our athletes in Russia? Yeah, I think that Putin's blowing off pretty much any responsibility, saying that they have security and extra troops and all this stuff. I'm not saying it's leaving it uncovered, but he seems rather unrattled by it all, I guess is the best way to say it. Ray is listening to us in Kansas. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hey, pretty good.
That was a terrible Super Bowl.
Pardon me?
That was a terrible Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm glad that Denver got beat.
They got schooled.
Oh, I'm glad. Manning walked off, had his head hanging down. That was a good show there.
No kidding. He did have his head hanging down. Boy, if you don't like Denver, that was a killer. That was a death. That was a nail in his coffin.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of glad to see that happen. Cause he's kind of a hothead to me. I mean, the way he acts, the way he was trying to boss his team around and everything. You can see him out there in the field telling him, get over there, get over there.
Yeah, you could see that. You could see his frustration mounting.
Yeah. As far as them commercials, I didn't see none of it. It was, you could write home about it, or you could even remember the next day. I thought they all was bad.
You didn't like the Tim Tebow commercials about you don't have to get a contract for Sprint? We'll just take the contract. We'll buy it back from you, no problem. And he was doing things with different sports. He didn't, because he said, I don't have a contract still.
Yeah, I didn't. You couldn't remember anything the next day.
Well, you know what?
I thought all them companies wasted their money to me. My wife thought the one with the dogs with the big head was kind of cute. But
oh, I thought that was good. The dog Wawa.
The Clydesdales with the hero.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good because that was, you could tell he couldn't have done that for the camera. He had no idea. And your wife is right. It was the Dober Wawa. You know,
yeah.
The Chihuahua and the Doberman, you know, mounting them together.
The only other one I thought might have been a good one was the M&M's commercial at the beginning there. The M&M was in the trunk, and the guy was talking Latin or something, and then he started talking to the M&M for everybody. And, whoa, whoa, wait, what did he say?
Yeah, because that's what we all want, no doubt. Ray, thanks for throwing in your 2 cents. I agree with your wife, by the way. She was dead on that one. Tell her that, because I think that was probably one of the more clever attempts anyway. But as Ray said, all the money that's spent on those Super Bowl ads, how many people, he made the clear point right there that every advertiser hates. How many people will remember them the next day, what the ad was about, and go and spend money on what they were hawking, what ultimately the commercial was for? Are you going to go and buy a new Chrysler because Bob Dylan did a really clever Chrysler commercial where he said, let Germany at the end brew your beer, the Swiss make your watch, and we build your car? And it was with his droll kind of voice that he has. I thought it was really, really well done. Really well done. But do you remember the product is his point, and that's key. You got to have the steak, not just the sizzle. And I think they tried to do it. I think they tried to do it in the Dober Wawa one, and they had the understated Audi that came up, and it was about a car. It's about getting an Audi. Or an Audi, I guess is really the correct way to say that. So I'm going to say thumbs up for that as well. I think big thumbs up for the dogs. Sarah McLachlan singing in that, or trying to sing, was really clever. Remember, she does all the ads about spading and neutering your cats, your dogs, your animals, and the price the pets pay ultimately. Go to the island next.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold new utopian dream. You do something to me.
Hour of America tonight. I mentioned going to Grenada and spending some time with some of the top scientists and doctors in the world, frankly, and feeling pretty excited about that. I'm going to bring several interviews coming up this week. We're going to do several interviews, some of the people that I talked to, and it's almost the overload of information. It's so wild to think how many people are affected by so much of what they do on the island. So we caught up with Angela from the Grenada Informer, which is the nonpartisan, nonpolitical weekly that tells it as it is. That's what they build themselves as, somebody who tells them as it is. So take a listen. Angela, it's amazing some of the stuff that we're learning, obviously, from this workshop. And you're here in Grenada. What are some of the things that you see? We're talking about dengue and other things that could come here. Do people talk about that, though? Because I come from an area where West Nile is big, and nobody cared about it until all of a sudden a neighbor or somebody got sick and actually died and they couldn't be treated, and then it became huge. Are the people aware sometimes when you have an outbreak? Is there more conversation here about it?
Only when there is an outbreak. then people become conscious of what they have. Normally, people go about their everyday lives just the same way that they do in where you come from. And it's only people only become conscious when something happens. I think that's normal human behavior. Something has to happen to you for you to become conscious that, hey, there's something out there.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. You know, when we were in here, they've talked about, I mean, it's amazing some of the doctors and scientists that we've learned from. And one of the things that we've been talking about is AIDS and how, and you mentioned how personal it was to you. I think you have a very important story to tell. Tell the listeners of America tonight why it's something you can't be complacent about and what happened in your family.
HIV is something that can affect anyone and everyone, from the president right down to the street cleaner, because it is not something that nobody wears a sign on their forehead says I'm infected or HIV positive. So the only thing that you can do is to protect yourself. And for young people, don't have unprotected sex. Wait until you get your partner for life. Both of you go get tested first time, second time, third time. Make sure both of you are clean, and then have unprotected sex. Unprotected sex is not something that should be taken lightly. You must have a commitment, because that can change your entire life. I have two children who are no longer with me. They're no longer alive. My daughter ran away from home when she was 14, and she went into Guyana's gold bush, and she contracted the disease. She got her third daughter in 1988, in October, and she died in January 1999, not even 3 months. So, and it's something that can happen so fast. She wasn't even aware that she had it. And she died deaf and blind. Can you imagine a parent going to see her child? One day, the child is deaf. Next day, blind. Not something easy. I would not recommend. Talk to your young people. Let them know the risks that are there. Impress upon them that it's something that can happen, and let them make informed choices. You don't want your children to go about having sex willy-nilly, but if they must have it, let them protect themselves.
Yeah, thanks so much for telling us your story. And you know, you mentioned too here that you learned things that you didn't know, which I also learned. The things that I didn't even know about HIV, about transmissions and whatnot. Do you feel like you feel more informed now?
I definitely feel more informed. When my children died, I did some cursory studies on the disease. It wasn't until yesterday that I discovered that my daughter would have had to have had the disease for 5 years before she died. So that means her two eldest children were free, and her baby was not free. But I am convinced, I have the proof that my last granddaughter from my daughter has been healed. Because once I used to go lift her up, and she'd feel like an empty paper sack. And then after she was healed, when I lifted her up and put her on my leg, I started to feel my bone was being affected. I had to change her from one leg to the other leg. So I knew that she was healed, and I'm thanking God for that.
Yeah, that's a good story. I love hearing that outcome. Well, one last thing, because I know we're kind of shooting all over the place. That's what I'm known for doing. You know, I think we all have a little bit of the ADD. But being here in Grenada really opened my eyes to what a beautiful culture and what beautiful people. If you were telling people why they should come here, what is it that you would say that you're most proud of, or you think is the most exciting thing about this country?
The views are superb. I come from a country where in the city it's flat like a pancake, or flatter than a pancake, and the views are superb. You get nice contrast. Everything looks like a picture postcard. And one thing, it's safe. It's reasonably safe. There's hardly any violence, and your pocket is not picked, and people don't harass you. So I think I would recommend people to come to Grenada.
Angela, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, so a little snippet from Grenada. wonderful, giving woman who I met through the virologist conference at St. George's. And you heard her story that obviously she's dealt with the death of her two daughters, not really, really at all understanding what HIV/AIDS meant and contracting it and moving forward. So listening to her talk is important, I think, and the advice that she gives to just go out in the bush, to just go away, whatever it takes. And you can see that is very prevalent among the people. It's like when I've gone to some of these other countries, it's been a while since I've gone to Ecuador, but I went to Ecuador probably, I want to say, 5 years ago. And I remember thinking at the time, wow, the whole thing is centered on education. The women that we would meet, both in Ecuador and here, are all about education, education. If the girls get education, you know, if they get more education, there are better opportunities. If the boys get more education, there are better opportunities. And I think I see this in Grenada as well, the idea of the school, the grades, so when you get out, you can study at the university. You have more of a shot of that anyway. And if anything, that's the most important thing that I think she's doing. The most important thing. Coming back to Denver from the flight they chartered had to be a rough ride. Ugh. If you could be a fly on the wall, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall there? Can you imagine what that's like? Well, remember that one play, and then there was this play, and then there was that play. I mean, I thought they were for sure would go for chip shots and then not worry about it. But that didn't happen. And instead, as we toss this out and rejoin you in another hour, hopefully on most of these fine, fine stations, Seattle blows out Denver in the Super Bowl. A real snore factor here. Final score when it's all said and done, 43-8. Oh, my goodness, not what I predicted at all.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.